It is 18th of May. It is very difficult to maintain mental sharpness in the army. There is no familiar circle of communication here. Your job in the army, unlike journalism, does not involve reading dozens or even hundreds of book, magazine, and newspaper pages every day. The most important decisions are made by commanders, not you. Furthermore, your interests, which recently included the fate of Indian Shiites and archaeological discoveries in South America, quickly narrow down to primitive simplicity, finding shelter from bullets, getting enough sleep, doing laundry. And there is no time for books and articles anymore. Although, honestly, I make myself read at least a few pages every day and then ask myself questions about what I have read, just to keep my mind somewhat engaged. And I'm lucky enough to have the opportunity to read books and occasionally listen to historical podcasts. Many people don't even have that. One of my friends ended up in a Russian prison after the occupation of Donetsk in 2014. His neighbors reported him, saying that he spoke Ukrainian and was not happy about the occupation. He was thrown into prison for a year and a half without even being charged. And in prison, he had neither books nor podcasts. Instead, there was a television in the prison corridor that broadcasted Russian propaganda channels around the clock 7 days a week. This television hammered the main tenets of modern Russian state into the prisoners' heads every day. There is no Ukraine or Ukrainian people. The entire territory of Ukraine should belong to Russia, and all opponents of this idea are enemies who must be destroyed. That television was one of the elements of torture for prisoners, just like daily beatings, deprivation of food, and constant threats of rape. Interestingly, the television component of the torture turned out to be the most difficult to overcome after my Ukrainian friend was freed after the prisoners' exchange. As my friend described, the scars and bruises from beatings healed quickly and threats eventually faded from memory. However, the relentless and vicious propaganda drilled into their heads for months simply shut down critical thinking. It took specialized rehabilitation for my friend to start again distinguishing truth from lies and facts from manipulation. I notice how my memory has deteriorated. I see that I'm not always able to answer my own questions about a book I just read. Higher mental activity and creative thinking are overshadowed by survival instincts in which the brain is probably not even involved. Even recording podcasts, which I used to do without any problem, even in the most difficult conditions at the beginning of the war, now takes me several days as I struggle to find the right words. And to be honest, I don't always find them. I've started repeating myself. My listeners sometimes write to me saying that one of my podcast episodes is repeating another one that was released several months ago, but I don't remember it. Please somehow motivate me to continue this podcast, otherwise my brain will completely stop functioning.